Waiheke Island locals are angrily contesting a new council report which claims helicopters are not overly noisy or unsafe. The report says chopper activity is at similar levels on Waiheke Island to other parts of Auckland. There are 62 helipads on the island, with applications for more coming in steadily. Kath Handley is the chair of the local board for Waiheke Island. Kia ora.
Morena, Kim.
So what is your objection, given the report that says that they're not too noisy and not unsafe?
The report itself is a report on another report. So first we have a report from Council Compliance that audited the number of flights. And then we have another report giving us options about what council might do with that information or what we might wish them to do. So the issue is that we do have many more flights than other parts of Auckland, and that's in the report. So in the report it does actually say during the peak season there were more helicopters to and over Waiheke than there were over the rest of Auckland. And during Labour weekend, 36% of all Auckland flights landed on Waiheke or flew over Waiheke. And even during winter, 28% of all flights landed here or flew over them. Now, that's a phenomenal number of flights, as you can imagine, for the whole of Tamaki Makaurau.
And yet, until recently, I imagine, complaints have been relatively few.
I think people actually just give up on a complaint procedure. We did the complaint process. In actual fact, I think more bearing is the petition that was presented to Auckland's Planning Committee over a year ago or more.
Yeah.
So I don't think the complaints process, you hear a helicopter, you don't rush to make a complaint. And I think also historically people have found it difficult because they've been referred to odd places like the Civil Aviation Authority instead of council complaints.
Do you have personal experience with this?
Yes, I live in a fairly busy area, not far from a number of the major function centres and not far from a lot of those 62 consented helipads. So, and I'm in an urban area.
And so what, on a daily basis, how many flights would you experience?
I would hear a lot, mainly because I'm near. So, you know, I might hear, I don't know. I suppose if I said 10 or more, but that's 10 or more landings and takeoffs in proximity.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count flyovers, for example.
Oh, no. And also flyovers are not, unless they're below kind of 1,000 feet, they're not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is the flight paths they're using, some of which actually cause a great deal of disturbance to households because they are literally on a flight path. There are areas, Tifau is one of those, which get all of the helicopter traffic just about to multiple locations.
Is there any way...
A sound funnel.
Yeah, is there any way that people could be appeased with flight path change?
It is actually the consenting process that we are working on because the flight paths themselves, that's more a civil aviation issue. The landing pathways are an issue for us.
All right, so you just want fewer helipads?
No, what we want is for council. No, we have council. We did actually have a meeting and had a meeting with council. We had a public meeting and we told them what we do want because one of the options is to implement something that could. They told us yesterday it would only take approximately a fortnight to implement it.
What is it?
It's a national planning standard on noise and vibration that was changed years ago, and Auckland was given more time than anywhere else to implement it. It was given 10 years. It would take 2 weeks, apparently, to implement this, what they call National Planning Standard Noise and Vibration Metrics Standard. So that has been sitting there and has not been taken up or used. What that does is, under our, this is slightly more technical, but under our district plan, the Hauraki Gulf Island district plan, we accept that in our planning standards that noise is averaged over 3 days. That was actually a previous planning standard nationally. But they removed that. It can't be averaged because obviously you hear noise in real time. So what that means is if that were implemented, then several of the last 10, 20 would not have been able to be automatically, if you like, or semi-automatically approved for helipads. So we're looking at helipads here.
So what that would mean, if that were implemented, then those helipads would have to be dismantled.
No, they're already consented. So that's an issue for us. So in the process, this could have been implemented at any stage.
All right, so you've got 62 helipads. You're not likely to reduce that number. You want no more consented?
We want the consent process to take account of that standard as well as other things. So we are also looking to have our plan changed to incorporate, for instance, another national standard, which is called the New Zealand Coastal Policy Statement. We've got a lot of really important Indigenous bird life, marine bird life, around our coastline. And this coastal standard, if it were implemented by Auckland, would have also meant that some of those which are endangered populations would have been better accounted for in helipad processing. That would have meant that those that similarly to humans, of course, noise and vibration affect species when you are close to them. So that's coming in, landing and taking off. We've had two consents right beside a national marine reserve, like on the edge of one.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Kath Handley is the chair of the local board for Waiheke Island.